It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Commissioner Larry Jensen. They recently got together with some of the entities in the area, Castleview Hospital, the health department, and had kind of an all-hands-on-deck meeting about COVID in Carbon County. So we're kind of going to spend the majority of our time talking about the findings that they had and some of the ideas that they've come up with to just kind of help everybody out. Nobody's telling anybody what they have to do. I think it's important that we stress that. But, you know, that it's something that's coming to the forefront again here in our area, and it's really starting to get close to home once again. Commissioner Jensen, thank you so much for taking out the time today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave. I appreciate your radio station helping get messages out.
Well, that's what we're here for. And you know, it had been a minute since we've talked to the county commission, so we thought we'd bring you in and talk about this because this is important information. And you recently held a meeting, and I'm just going to kind of let you talk about the meeting itself, and we'll just kind of take it from there.
Okay. Well, the transmission rate of COVID has increased over the past couple of months, and I looked back from September 2nd to the latest report that I got, which was just a couple of days ago, and here in Carbon County, we've had 248 folks get COVID. We've had anywhere from 6 to 8 hospitalized through this period as well. A couple of those hospitalizations typically came from Emory County. But with the stress on the hospitals statewide, it was determined that we probably ought to just get together and have a briefing. And so we did that. The hospital, the school district, the health department, and Carbon County Commission and Emory County Commission were all in the meeting. And the concern that both Emory and Carbon County Commission have is that with our mandated responsibilities as the elected officials to ensure that the welfare and safety of the citizens is met, this falls into that category, and so it's a concern to us. I think if you all think about people in the community who you know or members of your family, you probably can identify several people in your small circles that you know that have COVID. And the first year of COVID, that wasn't the case. Occasionally, we might hear of someone who had it. There are cases in our younger population that is a concern, even some that are hospitalized, none locally that I'm aware of, but I know up north there's been some. And lots of opinions about vaccinations. So this meeting was really not a meeting to put anybody in panic mode, but just as an update and to try to make sure we're all doing what we can to keep everyone safe, not only in schools, but general population.
And you were saying that, you know, we go back to that number, the 6 to 8 in the hospital. And you were saying that, you know, that doesn't mean that they don't have room for anybody or like that. But the problem is, if you try and be a good neighbor, you were saying that there are hospitals up north that have already called down here looking for beds for patients. Is that true?
Yes. So there's that is the case. We've wanted here to send people up north, and there are no beds available to send them. We've also tried even over in the Grand Junction area, and they won't accept any patients. So it appears like the system is kind of out there on the edge of we're taking care of everybody, but the worry is, what if we have enough of an outbreak that there's too many that come to the hospital, and then those poor doctors there are going to have to make decisions about who they accept and send others home. So the consensus of the group was that for all of us to be more careful than maybe we currently are, to wear masks when we know we're going to be in close proximity to other people, and to sanitize our hands, and just to be cautious and careful. Not that we would have to wear masks all the time, but when we're close to others, it's a good practice, not only for ourselves, but for those that we're around. And also the vaccinations. We encourage people to get vaccinated. I know for myself, when I finally had my second vaccination shot, there was a huge relief for me, because I'm out in and around everybody. I have a 93-year-old mother-in-law that lives with us that I've been very worried about taking that home to her or to my wife. So I know it was a big relief to me. One of the other areas that they've encouraged us to be careful is, if we don't feel well, stay home. If our children are not feeling well, keep them home. That would be huge if we're not out when we don't feel well. And I might just add one last thought, is that the hospital does have medication that they can give to patients, and they kind of reserve it for those who are a little high risk. So they have a way of scoring an individual, and if you score high enough in the areas of risk, they can give you this medication that's been very, very helpful for those who have COVID. You have to have that medication administered by the fifth day of having COVID. If you go to the sixth day and beyond, the medication cannot be given to you. So they're encouraging people to be aware that they do have a medication that actually has been very successful in helping people. And if you're high risk in any of the different areas, that would be wise for you to call your doctor. The doctors are able to help you through that process, as well as the emergency room at the hospital.
So, and I believe that, you know, we'll go back over this and kind of highlight the whole thing. The consensus is just kind of be aware of what's going on with you. I know that one of the bigger problems, because it's a problem for me too, is if you're not feeling well, staying home. You know, we always think that we can work through anything, and we worry. The funny thing is, it's almost like we worry about us. We don't worry about the people that work with us. And that's the key thing here. Is spreading it to people that you work with.
That's right. So for myself, I'm aware of probably 8 or 10 people locally who have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them, when you follow back to figure out where they got it, they're usually pretty sure where they ended up with it. And someone who was not feeling well had come out either to an event or come to work and exposed others.
And that's what it boils down to. Now, you know, once again, I think we need to say, nobody's telling everybody you've got to go get vaccinated. Nobody's saying you've got to wear a mask everywhere you go. But just kind of watch, you know, where you're going and kind of plan out what you're doing. And really, you guys at the commission have kind of deferred to the health department in this. They're the ones that are handling this. They're the ones that know what's going on. So I would assume that if anybody has questions about this, they still have a fantastic website that's kind of dedicated there. You can get a hold of people down at the health department, and they can kind of guide you towards this. Is that kind of how you would tell everybody to do too?
Yes, no question. The health department are the experts, and they have a lot of help to draw their research. So we're in good hands. We just need to maybe shake off our feelings of we got vaccinated and we're okay. We're seeing that this variant now comes back, and a few people can get it even with the vaccine, but they're not as ill. potentially as if they had not received the vaccine. So,
all right. So if you have any questions about this, once again, just give them a call down at the health department and they will take care of everything for you. Commissioner Jensen, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us today about this. It's important information that everybody needs to know about.
Well, thank you. And you know, we hope everybody will be safe and avoid getting sick.
That's all you can ask for. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.